All right, is it me, or does that opening song just get you pumped up for the podcast? Like, you just know it's going to be an awesome podcast because that opening theme song from the Avengers. It does for me. So, I hope it does for you, as it does for me. And before I get in a time loop like the Avengers and keep repeating myself, let's get to the show. I am officially back for episode 2. I am officially part of Team Marvel. I've looked over the comments and concerns to better my show and better me as a speaker. I listed a few. Some of them are just comments. One of them were, thanks for making my study time more entertaining. That was from Red Skull. I tried to get him on the show, but he's cool at laying low. So that was really cool of him to say that. I have a friend on Instagram, said my voice was good. I got a lot of good feedback on the OC battle. I was hoping that would take off really good, and it looked like it. From the reviews, it was really good. Somebody put, stop sounding fat. Wow. Really? Somebody had a big bowl of Rude Flakes this morning, didn't they? I gotta see who put that. Sorry, it's bugging me now. Oh, I wrote that. That was me who put that. Sorry. Now, I do have, this is a jam-packed show. I have a lot of things I want to talk about. Mainly Captain Marvel. I will be going over the Avengers and the Endgame. I wanted to put a nice little pause between that. Two separate categories. So, get ready for the best show on the best podcast. Alright, my first topic is going to be Captain Marvel, but mainly just focusing on her wanting to see rating and how it's plummeting and why I think it's plummeting. I wrote this a couple days ago. I'm trying to script my shows that way it's better for me to talk, not have as many pauses, and cuts down on my stuttering. I will always stutter. I don't know why. I just kind of developed that like over the last year. So don't judge, because I got a lot of secrets on all of you guys. So yeah. I got to listen to a YouTuber from Marvel Amino. He gave his thoughts on Captain Marvel. The guy has a great show. I watched a couple of his episodes. They're really good. He's got a way better voice than I do. Like, I can't believe how much better his voice is than mine. Like, he's just got one of them YouTube voices where I got like this little Girl Scout, you know, like, oh, you want to buy a box of Thin Mints? Yeah, so he's got a better voice. Sorry, you're stuck with me. But check his show out. I don't fully agree with his video on Captain Marvel's theory on why it's dropping. So I decided to put this little bit together. And kind of, I'm not trying to hate on his show. I really like his show. And this kind of helps him get to the spotlight on Marvel Amino, which is kind of really cool that I can do this. You know, help other people who either don't have a big following or just doesn't have enough to get it into that featured list. So this is kind of like a stepping stone for not only him, but anybody else who has crap they want to share that I can use in the show. Like I said, I'm not trying to bash him. So he had some really good theories on why it dropped. And one of them I didn't really agree with. The rating, when I wrote this, the rating he had on his video was at, I think, 43 or 44%. When I wrote this, which was like 12 hours after I seen his video, it was at 33%. That's 10 plus percentage. And not even a day. It was just 12 hours. It's half a day. That's just crazy. Especially for her being the strongest Marvel character coming out. And possibly, I want to say she is the first female superhero movie. Besides Wonder Woman. So, that's just crazy. I figured it would, you know, at least sit at 75 for a Marvel movie, but this is like Batman versus Superman low. Now the video the guy does, his name is Robert Storms, and the theory he had that I didn't agree with was DC fans were giving it a negative review on Captain Marvel, and I don't agree with that. Here are some of my reasons why. DC may not live up to the MCU standards, but far as sales go, they do pretty good. Now, I don't think Captain Marvel sales would do as good as Black Panther, The Avengers, Infinity War, Deadpool. I just don't think it has that big of a fan base. And I'll talk more about that later on. For his theory to be right about the DC fans, that means there are more DC fans than MCU fans. And we know that's not true, because then every Marvel rating would be low. And Marvel fans are loyal. Not only just to Marvel, they do watch DC. Like, I watch both. I have to say, I'm probably more of a DC fan. But lately, I've been way more into Marvel, thanks to a couple characters and this great community. Now, I can see some DC fans, you know, getting on bashing it. I'd only put like 10% on that. That's at tops. That's just because they're trying to make Shazam look better than Captain Marvel. Almost said Captain America. Good Lord. Shazam, for those who don't know, Captain Marvel and Shazam are literally the same people. There was a third comic book party. They were called Fawcett Comics. Not like Fawcett, like St. Fawcett. It's like Sarah Fawcett. They made this incredible superhero, basically Shazam. They named it Captain Marvel. Well, DC was like, oh, well, you just basically made Superman, which pretty much was. So DC sued him. Marvel wanted to get in on the action and copyrighted the name Marvel. So DC couldn't call him Captain Marvel, so he got stuck with Shazam. Marvel got Captain Marvel. So I could see maybe, like I said, 10%, you know, DC fans doing that. It's... Like I said, DC's just not going to do that. I'm sure they're just happy to watch Marvel films as they are, you know, Marvel fans watching DC films. Because in the end, we all like the same thing. It's all superheroes. It's all comic books. You know, and a lot of them are kind of like the same people. Deadpool, Deathstroke, Batman, Hawkeye. I don't know. I wouldn't say Tony Stark on that. Now, here's my reason why it's getting so bad ratings is, it's between the trailers and Brie Lawson herself. Yeah, she doesn't have a big butt. I'm just gonna throw that out there because, I see a lot of people say that, not just me. Don't think I'm a perv. Got a lot of female friends on here. And they always point out that Peter Parker has a nicer ass than she does. Which shouldn't be, you know. Can we just like flip them? Like face swap? Can we do like butt swap? You know? Whoa. Like, that breath I took at the end was, like, really deep, like, intense, like Darth Vader, like, type crap. I was going to start on my next segment, but mid-breath, I was like, no, I better not, because then I'll lose breath later on. So, I stuck a little tone in there, and now I'm going to start the segment. Who knew I needed proper breathing to talk on a podcast? You know, like, it's exercise or something. Speaking of extra fries, the first theory I have on why it's getting such low ratings is the trailers. I say the trailers play
a role in this for a few reasons. The trailers really don't show much. It consists of flashbacks, her walking and smirking, her punching an old lady, which was awesome because it kind of reminded me of my grandmother, and my grandmother just makes me want to do that sometimes, but I can't because, well, you know, good person, unlike Captain America. It looks like the old lady looked like the original Aunt May. And am I the only one that kind of sees it just a little bit? No? Maybe it's just the gray hair. Now, if you take those trailers and you compare it to The Avengers 4, it doesn't hold its weight as a Marvel movie. When you see the Endgame coming out only a few months later, it just doesn't hold up. Everybody's too excited for the Endgame, and I don't blame them. I certainly am. If the two came out the same night and I could only watch one, I'm watching the Endgame. The Endgame's just, it's anticipated. And this just, it just doesn't look like it's going to hold up. But because I like the character, I know it's going to hold up. May not be like Black Panther success, but it's still going to do good. Name one MCU movie besides The Hulk and Thor 2 that hasn't done good. Exactly. My next theory on why the ratings are so low is because of Brie herself. She does have a rare disease. It's called no ass at all. Robert did mention this, as well as a few other theories of his own on why it's getting such low ratings. He poked too much at the DC one for me. That just doesn't click to me. Brie's recent actions have upset a lot of fans. I'm not going into any detail what she said. I'm not trying to start that fire. It's just going to cause nothing but drama, and I don't really need that on here or on my profile page. She already had. She made a big deal. Whether it was taken out of context or not, she didn't have to go and say what she said. Are you looking for another Comic-Con to fill your need until New York City or San Diego come up? There's a great Comic-Con that's located in Virginia. It's called All Star Comic Con. You can find them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, pretty much any social media you can find them. I went there last year as my first Comic Con, and I didn't know what to expect. I loved it. The guy he's well managed, he's neat, organized, put on a great show for just not music. He had a great layout, contests, prizes, giveaways. And he even did a little something for the fathers on Father's Day, which was awesome. He did wish me a happy birthday because it was on my birthday weekend. Didn't get anything special. Maybe a bottle of water from the water fountain. I don't know. It was really great, though. Check it out if you guys are looking for another Comic-Con to hit. On this segment, I'm going to talk about what I expect from the Captain Marvel movie. I believe the movie will do good. It will be a different type of MCU movie. I don't think it will have the success as Black Panther. I mentioned that earlier. But it will do good, especially leading in to the Endgame. Which, you know, it seems like any movie that comes out before a major movie like Infinity War, you know, like Black Panther, did really good. I think a lot of it had to do with, you know, it leading up to Infinity War and being the last movie before Infinity War. The Endgame, there's a lot of talk about who the villain may be. It's ranged from Ultron to Thanos. All of them have been named. All of them. It's crazy. Even people I forgot from, like, Iron Man 2. In my last episode, I did mention Adam Warlock. But my next character could be a minor villain, or at least a setback for our beloved Avengers. The setback for the Avengers would be Captain Marvel. I know. She's a superhero. She's a hero, not a bad guy. But hear me out. Her and Fury have their own agenda, their own plan. With her never meeting the Avengers, they'll bump heads. She would want to carry on Fury's plans. Tony will come up with his own. This will result in a minor fight that would poke fun at the Civil War II comics, Tony Stark versus Captain Marvel. Sorry, it's going to be kind of tricky to say for now on, so forgive me. What would stop the fight is my favorite hero in the MCU, Steve Rogers. Why I say Steve? It's simple, because he's the oldest Avenger. And by that, I mean he's the first superhero. So, with Carol being in the middle of Cap's suicide and the Avengers forming, she only knows two people. Captain America and Nick Fury. Here lately, Captain Marvel's caught a lot of hype leading up to her trailer. And it's gone so far to say she's the strongest MCU character. And she's not. She's never been, and she never will. In case you didn't hear me, you got your fingers in your ears, you're singing a song, you don't want to hear me say this. She's not the strongest character in the MCU. She's not even the strongest Avenger. But, let's put our thinking caps on, and we will be like Sherlock Holmes, the Robert Downey Jr. version, and we'll put a little plot together for you guys. Okay, if she is, then there's no need to watch any of the Endgame theories. There's no need to watch the trailers or nothing. There's no Captain America can go sit home. Everybody can just go home. They can go do their own movies now, because she's the strongest. She's stronger. They're trying to say she's stronger than Thanos and his oversized, bedazzled oven mitt. That's not happening. I'm sorry. There's no. Maybe later on, she'll have an oven mitt of her own. That was kind of sexist, wasn't it? It was. Funny, though, but sexist. Okay. We'll compare it to Thanos. Thanos has every Infinity Stone in his grasp. He blew up a moon and fed it to Tony Stark. Literally blew up a moon and fed it to him. He killed half of the universe in a snap. Okay. We have not seen that much power in the MCU. What? 10 years? In the whole 10 years? It's been open 11 years now. We've not seen that much power. Even combining the villains, not that much power. To be honest, I wish I could be like Thanos and like snap something, make it go away. Because then I'd be like, goodbye, student loans. Pow. Thor. Okay, Thor, he's gone head to head with the Hulk and nearly killed Thanos with Thanos having all of the stones. All of the stones. Thor almost killed him. And that's look how hard it was for Tony Stark, Drax, Mantis or something, whatever she is. I hate the character. I'm sorry. I hate her. Nebula, Doctor Strange, Peter Parker. It took all of them for Tony Stark to punch Thanos in the cheek and draw a little bit of blood. That's like a cat scratch. Okay? Thor shoved an axe through his chest. The cut went up to his neck. That says power right there. Okay? Power. And the last character I want to compare it to is the Hulk. All I'm going to say is the Hulk doesn't lose. And the Hulk didn't lose in Infinity War. Did not lose in Infinity War. I'll explain why on my next episode. So, while I was scripting the show, I got to talk to Yellow with an E. The W is silent. That's what she told me, I think. Or there's no W. I think it's just an E. I'm pretty sure it's W. You know. I just call her Satan. But who knows, you know. Anyways, so she's kind of like my intel. Because who better to get the juicy facts for the future of Marvel Mino than the person herself? It's like talking to Stan Lee saying, oh, what comic book are you writing next? Well, this is what she's got for me. It's nothing juicy. This is like a nice little chicken nugget. We all love chicken nuggets, don't we? A little golden crisp, sweet and sour sauce, or ketchup, mayonnaise if you're a monster. The thing she gave me was a challenge that's coming up. It's called Defeat the Boss. And there's two titles that are going to be able to be won. So needless to say, I gotta, you know, I mean, personally, I'm going in, I'm doing this because your boy needs a title, you know, definitely needs a title. Nothing fancy, you know, I've been, you know, here for 1 year and I think like 13 days now. Yeah, a year and 13 days. Your boy needs an official Deadpool title, you know. So, doing that, I want to see you guys do it. And you guys do it, give you a shout on the radio. Or podcast, whatever you want to call it. I call it a radio because I'm actually kind of doing this in my car on the car radio. So, that's a radio for tonight. How you like that, guys? Okay, so last week I did a segment on my show called an OC Battle. One of the contestants and the winner was Maddie. Now, the person who created her, I'm going to call her a her because her profile is Carol Danvers. So she's going as a her. I don't care if it's 2019 or not. You're going as a her for now. She is working on a fan fiction that's more of a, I guess, a love interest, as she quoted. It's an underrated one between Carol Danvers and a hidden character that you have to find out in the readings. I will link it in my post. My post is on Marvel Amino. I will link it there so you guys can check it out. And if you guys read it, like it, tell her you heard it from the podcast and give her some love. Show me some love on her post. She's a really good friend of mine. And she's our star OC battle contestant. She won. So catch you guys on the flip side.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Places you will be from. Closing time, this room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time, some other beginning. Some other beginnings end.